Fisheries and Oceans Canada researcher says the department wants to work with fishermen to boost lobster populations. DFO scientists say catches are down compared to previous years, and their latest research shows climate change is mostly to blame. The DFO's Adam Cook says warmer water is affecting lobster populations, with possible solutions including an earlier fishing season and increasing the minimum size of legal lobster. Cook says for further studies, fishermen should be part of the discussions because they have first-hand knowledge on the behavior of the shellfish.
We highly value the information that they hold. They're out seeing how these lobsters are living, the changes that they're undergoing, increases, decreases, changes in movements. All of this information is really key for us to understand what's going on with the lobster populations.
Glace Bay fisherman Herb Nash says researchers are welcome aboard anytime so they can get some hands-on experience.
It would be a good idea for them to come out for a few days with different fishermen and do their research while they're aboard the boat. And like if they're out with us, we'd make sure that they were safe. They're not going to go overboard or get drowned or anything, you know. So
Canada's lobster fishery had a landed value of nearly $2 billion in 2024. Almost half of that was caught around Nova Scotia. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.